Dear citizens, I am Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. I invite you to virtual award ceremony conforming to Kalki Avatar, premised on information technology and pervasive accessibility. The concept is unique, unlike conventional practice. The journey via information highway is not only convenient but also favorable to environment in terms of carbon trail released in air travel. There is yet another difference in the award strategy. The tradition with global awards is recipients are granted specific cash prize as individual monetary reward. Vishwa Kalyan Award, or VKA for easy reference, which means Universal Benefit Award with divine blessings, provides necessary assistance through campaign and advocacy on global platform seeking donors and benefactors in achieving targeted goals, enabling all to be winners. The people they are serving in particular in the collective responsibility. Having clarified in that regard, the winners are informed that they will receive award with commemorative inscription in their honor delivered to their authorized address. Since the selected individuals and organizations also require volunteers with relevant expertise and mostly genuine concern expressed in kindness towards beneficiaries of extraordinary mission, the pledge to assist these humanitarian projects is essentially sharing opportunity to serve humanity. Accordingly, I kindly request the generous global citizens across the spectrum to come forward and donate any amounts to splendid cause and be a part of solution to problems facing humanity. You can sponsor a project, donate items like clothing, books and goods that are necessary to run mercy homes for children and needy citizens in society. You could become a parent to a child as the provider by remaining in your domain. The issues recognized this year are health and environment. The articles on health and health-related challenges and similarly environment woes with necessary resolutions were published recently for global attention and awareness on these critical issues. In this segment, I begin with health and general well-being and subsequently ending with environment awards in the week. The most impressive attribute about these organizations are their focus on women empowerment and outreach to citizens in farthest corners of the world. Organizing events are not always effortless, especially when you're attempting to break conventions and strive for best possible effects in delivery. I realized the constraints in the course of preparing the virtual award function. Nonetheless, the process facilitated creativity and desire to explore dormant skills within that otherwise wasted, defeating life purpose. Let us begin the event. With great admiration and gratitude towards every one of these caring members, I, Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, thank them for exemplary work in humanitarian struggle. Nomads Clinic founder Joan Halifax Roshi and global volunteers participating in Samaritan exercise are the recipients of Vishwa Kalyan Award 2015 in healthcare category. Nomads Clinic has set precedence in traveling to the areas in dire need of medical attention. The team, with free-spirited volunteers consisting doctors, surgeons, and medical students, convergence visiting Nepal and Tibet for personalized health diagnosis is beyond local population expectation. I quote the credentials of the founder, Joan Halifax Roshi of Nomads Clinic. Joan Halifax Roshi is the abbot of Upaya Zen Center and is on the board of directors of the Dalai Lama's Mind and Life Institute. She founded the Nomads Clinic 30 years ago and has improved the quality of life and medical care of these remote villages in the Himalayas. Please click on the link for video content verifying Nomads Clinic in action. The video link is titled Pilgrimage Through Calm, a medical mission in Tibet. Upaya Zen Center founder Joan Halifax Roshi, thank you for your compassion and dedication to treat and care for the people in the Himalayan region, Nepal and Tibet. The second recipient of Vishwa Kalyan Award 2015 is Sierra Leone, West African nation native, founder Thomas Bobby Smith of the organization Hope for Lives in Sierra Leone. Hope for Lives in Sierra Leone is a United States non-profit organization founded by Sierra Leone native Thomas Bobby Smith. Hope for Lives in Sierra Leone is a registered non-profit organization and your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Hope for Lives in Sierra Leone is a native-born concept. founder Thomas Bobby Smith, native of Sierra Leone, is a healthcare professional by occupation with 20 years experience in trauma center at the Suburban Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, United States. Bobby Smith was a volunteer firefighter emergency medical team for several years and worked in ER emergency room at Inova Fairfax Hospital in Virginia, United States. Hope for Lives has successfully implemented key projects benefiting schools, hospitals, and vulnerable citizens in the West African nation. The information on projects overview available on the website hopeforlives.org. Sierra Leone was ravaged by prolonged civil war and still remains a conflict zone with constant turmoil in neighboring states and in the region. Children were abducted and recruited as child soldiers by external forces, armed rebel factions in the devastating war lasting 11 years with massive carnage. Sierra Leone also severely affected by deadly Ebola virus that claimed nearly 4,000 lives in West Africa. Bobby Smith's immediate request is global assistance in shipping medical equipment received in generous donations from Johns Hopkins Community Hospital and cardiology devices from other donors in Bethesda, Maryland, in 40-foot container to Sierra Leone. Please check out the hyperlinks, the video links for various projects concerning hopeforlives.org in Sierra Leone. Thomas Bobby Smith, founder hopeforlives.org, Sierra Leone, thank you for your timeless efforts and contributions to children in your country of origin, Sierra Leone. May you succeed in your organization's core objective to make quality healthcare accessible in Sierra Leone. Now the third recipient of Vishwa Kalyan Award 2015 is the Water Project Inc., a non-profit organization in the United States. The founder, Peter Chase, the Water Projects Inc., is the third recipient of Vishwa Kalyan Award 2015. The organization founded by Peter Chase has changed lives for the better in countries that are constantly dealing with natural and human manufactured crises. The Water Project Inc. breaks barriers in quenching millions of citizens' thirst in Africa, Caribbean nations, South and Southeast Asia. The organization, located in Concord, New Hampshire, United States, has works underway in desperate territories of the world. The Water Project, Inc., positioned as unlocking human potential with sustainable water projects in sub-Saharan Africa, needlessly suffering from lack of clean water and proper sanitation. Their incredible work demonstrated not only in sub-Saharan Africa, but also in Haiti, Cambodia, and India. You may please check the water project undertakings in different parts of the world, and they are provided in the video titled Introduction to Water Project Inc., How Water Projects Work, and also the video titled Empowering the Girl Child. The Water Project Inc., CEO and founder Peter Chase, thank you for your investment of time, resources, and passion in uplifting lives, turning hope into reality for many around the world. The fourth recipient of Vishwa Kalyan Award 2015 is Women in Business Development, WIBDI, in Samoa, the Polynesian island in South Pacific region. Adi Tafunai, founder Women in Business Development Incorporated, is a celebrity in her own rights and serving her nation over 20 years with phenomenal success. Adi Tafunai is instrumental in Samoan economic growth, women and families' financial independence, and steadfastness in promoting organic farming and produce like pure coconut oil for domestic and international market. Adi Tafunai is an exceptional entrepreneur and diligent organizer. Tafunai's vast knowledge in coastal products and services that are developed and refined qualify them for overseas exports through WIBDI established networks and supply chain connecting South Pacific Island with the rest of the world. Women in Business Development Inc., crucial role with 1,200 farming families and 600 certified organic farmers across the country generating local income is a significant progress. WIBDI emphasis on organic agriculture and guidance enhance economic diversity and revenue. As a result, Samoa is self-sufficient and gaining fair market share abroad. Adi Tafunai, founder, Women in Business Development Inc. Thank you for your outstanding service to your community, national economy, and South Pacific region. The final recipient of Vishwa Kalyan Award or Universal Benefit Award has already been introduced to the world. Nonetheless, reintroduction is important considering the individual's life experience. The individual, as the recipient of Vishwa Kalyan 2015 award, is a dynamic human being having conquered fate and harsh realities in life, the societal prejudice and isolation emanating from civilization decline. With optimism and perseverance, he makes life possible for the forgotten and abandoned children in his native place, Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu, India. He epitomizes honorable character with compassion and integrity. Human value is reflected in self-sacrifice and determination to emancipate and enrich lives, prioritizing humanity interest above own indulgence. Sometimes the birth of such person in ordinary background to endure extreme hardships and yet uncompromising on ethics and benevolence is divine art, generating prototype for emulation. The individual is Arun, the founder of youthhelpinghands.org in the commercial center Coimbatore of Southern State Tamil Nadu, India. Arun's personal account of his life is in the video content titled Youth Helping Hands and Youth Helping Hands Coimbatore. Also, there are information about Youth Helping Hands in youthhelpinghands.org website. Since Youth Helping Hands' inception, Arun's commitment to alleviate orphan children pain and difficulties is a lifetime ambition, although he envisages world without orphan sooner than later. There are 65 orphanages with 3,500 children who regard the 28 years old Arun and his young family as loving parents. Youth Helping Hands YHH vision is to fill the family void for orphans and pursue elimination of orphan status with children growing up in normal household. You may please visit youthhelpinghands.org for more information and update. Arun, founder youthhelpinghands.org, Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu, India. Your sacrifice and exemplary work reflected in children's smiles and their aspirations for a bright future. Thank you for your genuine love and support to children deserving normal life. Now I would like to interpret the message to Arun in native language Tamil. Vanakkam Arun, naan Padmini Arhant, padminiarhant.com, representative divine mission, author and presenter padminiarhant.com. Adaravatra குழந்தைகளுக்கு நல்ல எதிர்காலம் அமைவதற்கு உதவி புரியும் அருண் YHH அதாவது யூத் ஹெல்பிங் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் மற்றும் அனைவருக்கும் என் மனமார்ந்த வாழ்த்துக்கள். அருண், YHH லட்சியம் நேர்மையாக இருப்பதால் நன்மை நாணயம் என்றைக்கும் வீண் போவதில்லை. YHH உறுதியான குறிக்கோள், மற்றபடி துவங்கிய நாள் முதல் இன்று வரை செய்து வருகிற பணி, நல்ல அறிவுரைகள் செயலில் புரிய வைப்பது ஒரு நல்ல உதாரணமாகிறது. YHH மேலும் வளர, அதோடு குழந்தைகள் எந்த விதத்திலும் சமுதாயத்தில் பாதிக்காமல் இருக்க வேண்டிய நிலைமை உருவாக எல்லோரின் ஒத்துழைப்பும் தேவை. இது YHH மூலம் ஏற்படும் என்ற நம்பிக்கையுடன் உலக மக்கள் உதவி பெறுவதற்கு இந்த விருது வழங்கப்படுகிறது. என் மனமார்ந்த வாழ்த்துக்கள் YHH and அருண் மற்றும் சகல மக்கள் உதவி புரிகின்ற நபர்களுக்கு நன்றி. Thank you. Congratulations and best wishes to all winners and others extending cooperation for these organizations to reach milestones in the respective endeavor. The upcoming highlight is Environment Awardees List for Vishwa Kalyan or Universal Benefit Award. I am Padmini Arhant, representative divine mission, author and presenter, padminiarhant.com, Thank you for your attention and appreciation. Peace to all. Thank you.